Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
I need a big mug of tea today.
You okay?
On its way. Yeah, I'm good. I had a very busy day yesterday, and then I went out for a few cheeky beers last night. And I wasn't, you know, I didn't drink a lot. And I was drinking really weak stuff, but I didn't have any tea. Mm. Really eat a lot yesterday.
That's
so.
Not good.
That's the problem.
So I'm a little bit delicate today, but kind of in a nice way, if that makes sense.
And also, if there's one day to feel delicate when you wake up, Friday's the best one, exactly. Because you know that you're nearly there.
Exactly. I went to the... I was filming yesterday. I went down to the set of The Bill.
Yeah. How was that?
Well, it was great. I was kind of in and out. It's very quick, but it was weird.
Mm.
But great, and everybody was very lovely and...
You know, Matt Fincham is absolutely obsessed with The Bill. And
yeah,
was really upset when they changed the music as well. That was like a big part of his life.
Proper geeko about it.
Yeah, but he's weird, though, because he also can tell you model numbers of washer dryers. He's interested in white goods. Do you not remember that?
No.
He told us that he knew a lot about washing machines.
He's not right, is he?
Well, he's not right. I had a good time. Everybody was very nice. And I have a photo, which I'm in two minds to... I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Is it you in...
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I used to live around there.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's like back end of nowhere.
Yeah. What, Sun Hill?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, around there. An ex-boyfriend of mine used to run a pub that was just down the road from where they filmed. So
you went out with a publican?
Yeah, once.
Unbelievable.
I know.
That's my sort of dream.
It's dark days.
to go out with a publican.
Come here, Jeff.
Sure.
Yeah, but we used to see them whizzing around in their little panda cars.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so I went from doing that and I had to go and film in a house about literally 5 minutes down the road.
Mm.
And for this thing that I was filming, I had to look a bit pale and sweaty. So... They kind of put some pale makeup on me, whatever, and they spray you so you look a little bit as if you're sweating and whatnot. Anyway, I thought I'd be out in a few hours, and I didn't get out till like 5:30, and it's miles away, and I had to be meeting someone at 7 o'clock. And anyway, so I kind of went straight out, and had a few pints outside and under a heater, and you know, I had to catch up with Andy. It was all fine, everything was great, and then I get home. And then Sophie goes to me, God, you look pale. You look really pale. And I'm like, oh, no, no, that's it. She goes, you actually don't look very well. Are you? And she puts her hand on my forehead. I went, no, it's fine. And she went, my God, you're really clammy.
See,
and I'm like, no, it's makeup. I've got pale makeup on. So she looks at me and goes, are you all right? And I'm like, no, really, I'm fine. And then thought everybody in the pub must have been like, oh, Chris Moyles doesn't look well, does he? Look at him. It's all clammy and pale.
Oh, he's semi-gothic. Like,
yeah. Did they not offer you a wipe to kind of...
Do you know what? I didn't get a wipe.
Oh.
Because it was a location shoot, and it was as soon as we'd done, I'm like, right, I've got to get out of here. So, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't know how you girls cope.
Did they offer you a wipe?
If I was a girl, I would go to sleep in my makeup every night.
Mm.
I really
bad
would. I know, but I couldn't be bothered.
Mm.
To, you know, wipe it all off, and I need to reapply it the next day. And if I was a woman, I'd be like Dominic's wife. I wouldn't wear any makeup. You know, I wouldn't even have
she
it.
She doesn't need any makeup.
Well, sure, because she's naturally lit.
Exactly.
Or you could just...
Unlike Carrie, who has to plough it on every morning with a big trowel and spends 5 hours.
Oh, don't. I've got bad skin at the moment, but there are reasons for that.
Because you're pregnant.
What are those reasons?
Yeah. That's why, and it's horrible. That's one of the real downsides.
It's really weird, because for so many weeks now, like, I'm just conditioned to not say what's wrong with you, not what's wrong with you. But you know when you say conditioned...
Many things wrong with it.
And I'm just thinking, I don't say anything. But actually, we can say that you're pregnant now, which is weird. The gates...
Carrie's pregnant!
The gates are opened.
Yeah,
well, that's perhaps the wrong euphemism.
Yeah,
you know,
just she's pregnant would do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I do have bad skin. So I probably do have more makeup on than normal today.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, no, I've got less makeup on than I had yesterday. How is it miles away where the bill is filmed? It's in Wimbledon, says Ian from Wimbledon. Well, yeah, if you live in Wimbledon...
It's right next door.
The bill is round the corner.
Well, you don't do South London, do you?
No, not at all. I don't get scared. I get a nosebleed. The nearer I get to South London, it just, you know...
You need injections to go down there.
Do you know, like, you know in the Truman Show where he tries to leave, but he just can't. He can't cross the bridge. He can't go over the water. I'm like that.
I loved your tweets yesterday. They did make me giggle, King. Oh, I don't know where I am.
I have no idea where I was. Because I finished a radio show and I get in a car. And I went, how long is this going to take? And the guy goes, well, maybe an hour. Because that's how he talks. Yeah. And I went, oh, okay. So I put my headphones on and I'm like, I'm gone, I'm asleep. And I wake up and I'm in some industrial estate somewhere and I'm like, where are we?
That's a stupid thing, because when you live in North London, it's easier or quicker to get to Birmingham or Leicester than it is to get to South London.
Yeah,
that's true.
Genuinely, it is.
True. But no, I had a nice time, and actually, no, I don't... Hang on. I might show Alice.
Oh. Dave, someone said on the text, how can you ever pop at Matt Fincham and his love of white goods when you memorise telephone numbers?
That's right, yeah.
Area dialing codes.
Yeah, good point, well made.
Gary Barlow's on the show today. He's coming in later this morning. A little posse of girls outside.
Yay!
Yay!
Hiya, Gary.
I love Gary.
Okay.
As I walked in, I think some girl shouted, Dave spoke to me, but I wasn't sure whether she did or not, so I just quickly walked inside.
Well, let's hope she didn't, otherwise you've just ignored her.
Well, I know, and then I felt bad, but I didn't want to turn around in case they didn't say that and they were just singing Take That songs.
Okay, Alad, do you want to see this photo?
Yeah, go on.
Depending on Alad's reaction, you will either see this or you never will.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You ready, Alad?
Do I need to be prepared about anything?
No,
what reaction would you like?
Whatever reaction it happens.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Here's the photo.
Oh, wow. That's really good. Show it. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
No, come on.
That looks good.
Wow.
It suits you.
No, it doesn't.
Come on, let's have a look.
Let me see.
I'll show you, Carrie. You come around here.
Oh.
Why won't you show us?
Because I'm not showing you.
Why?
And I'm probably not showing Dom.
Why? I imagine you look
Carrie
brilliant.
Will know why.
So, of all the people you're least likely to show, I'm number one on the list.
Join number one with Dominic.
Oh.
Yeah, don't feel bad. You ready?
Yep. I like it.
Oh, see now.
Come on.
It's not fair. I feel left out.
I feel left seriously.
Out. Really?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh, no, you look brilliant.
I don't like it.
Ooh.
It's freaky.
No, I like it.
Okay.
Let me see.
No, let's have a look.
Please.
You're making it worse by delaying it.
If I was going to show one more person, who would it be?
Dom.
Yeah, I think
oh,
you're
brilliant.
Right.
Why not me?
Because you're horrible.
I'm not horrible.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sensitive.
No, I'm not. You're nasty.
I'm one of your biggest supporters.
You're still horrible.
Can I have a look? Shall I come around your side?
Well, shall we put Dave to the test on his horribleness?
Yes.
You can't show everybody and leave one person out.
Yes, I can.
No, but that's not...
Leave you, Mr. Grumpy.
That's not fair.
Damn, well, that's the way it is.
I'm not grumpy.
I'm going to come round to your side.
Which one shall I show him? Shall I show him
that one or the first?
Dave, I'm just off to have a look at Chris's photo.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, you ready? And I think you'll go, yeah, don't show Dave.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Hang on. I want to look at how you look now.
Yep.
And then I'm going to look how you look when I see
this is how I look now.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the photo.
Brilliant. Oh, my goodness. That does suit you.
It genuinely does suit you.
Yeah, it does. That's better. I'd use that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Dave, if you ever get to see this, which you may not, it's brilliant.
This is not fair.
Anyway, Gary Barlow's on the show today. He's going to be coming in later on this morning. That's very exciting, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Yes.
I feel picked on.
And you feel picked on? What's Picton?
Picton.
Oh, it's in Picton.
Picton.
Picton is in farmyard animal DJs.
Yeah.
He does Friday nights.
Yes.
Pig Tong.
Mm.
Come in and I'll show you this picture then.
I'm pleased because Dave had a real huffy face.
It's brilliant.
On.
You ready?
Mm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like it. You look very convincing. As a WPC.
See, you had to make a little...
No. Come on.
Get your little jacket away
from
me. Your new little top.
Genuinely, I think you look good. I think you look very convincing.
That's good.
Chris, I found a look. Chris, I found a police radio sound effect that you can pretend you are a policeman. Mm.
Genuinely.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Why would you want to do that?
Why would I take the mickey out of that?
Arrest me now.
Because I look like a policeman. But the thing is... Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm not a real policeman.
Well, you can pretend. You know, what would you say?
Charlie Foxtrot had a lemur. Hi. I'm just in the kebab shop. Anybody want any chips? Brilliant.
Perfect. That's what you'd say. Charlie Foxtrot had a lemur.
I go to the Bill yesterday, and I had to dress up as a policeman. And I'm not going to talk about why, because... Well, I can, but you'll forget, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to be in the Bill, though. That's the thing. So you put on a white shirt...
Yeah.
...and a pair of trousers and a pair of shoes, as millions of people do every day.
Hmm.
I used to dress like that when I went to school. Hmm. White shirt, black trousers, black shoes.
Yeah.
You put up a black tie on, and the only thing missing is a black jacket, and you look like you could go to a wedding or a funeral or an interview or whatever. No. But you don't put the black jacket on. You put on a stab vest, or whatever it's called.
That's the difference, isn't it?
With the Metropolitan Police on it, all of a sudden you've gone from looking like you work in an office to look like a copper. And then it has the little things on the lapels, whatever, with your number and all of that. And then they give you... Then they give you a belt with your radio and your handcuffs and your spray.
Mm.
And I'm like, I look like a copper. I don't like it. I actually do look like a copper. If I walk down the street, you know, like, if I dressed up as a fireman and I walk down the street, people would go, there's a bloke dressed as a fireman. They wouldn't go, there's a fireman.
Mm. No.
You know, if I dressed up as a Red Indian chief and walked down the road, people would go, that fella dressed as a Red Indian chief. But if I dress up as a policeman at the Bill, I walk down the street, people will go, that's a copper.
Yeah.
Mm. It was really weird. Not that there's anything wrong with being a copper. That's not my point.
No,
my point is, I'm not a police person. I have no business with having authority. And it's weird. So I took this picture, and do you know what? I don't think I'm going to do anything with it. Because it just looks... It's kind of not funny, it's just...
No, but it's very convincing, though.
I know. And then you walk... But constantly, where they film the Bill, you walk around and you see policemen and police women, police persons, police people.
Police officers.
Police people. Yeah. And it is just the weirdest thing. But they're all actors. They're not really police.
What?
What?
What do you mean they're not?
Some of them are actors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some are real.
I don't think there's anything embarrassing about those photographs.
It's not embarrassing. It's just... I just find it odd. Do you know what I mean, Carrie? It's just odd because... Mm. You know, if you dressed up as a farmer, you'd look like you were dressed as a farmer. Mm. If you dressed up as... As I said, like a Red Indian chief, you look like you're dressed as a Red Indian chief. If you dressed up as a policeman, you look like a policeman. Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all relative. I mean, many years ago, I did a whole series on the telly with you dressed as a matador.
So, anyway, I'd just like to say, I wonder if there's any police people listening. The first day on the job, the first day you put the uniform on, do you look yourself in the mirror and go, yes, I've trained for this and here I am. I am. Constable Brown, or whatever. Yes. Or do you look at yourself in the mirror and go, wow, that's weird, I look like a copper. Do you know what I mean? Someone tell me.
Do you remember me telling you about my mate Brad, who is a policeman? He's the one whose voice goes right at the end of every sentence, like that. It just breaks right at the end. Well, when he first tried on his uniform, we were all there in the lounge. He was trying his uniform for the first time. He was about to go to Hendon training school.
It's a big thing.
And you speak to him totally differently. When he's got his uniform on, you're suddenly very respectful and, you know, you want to make him a cup of tea or something.
But you walk differently. I'm walking down the corridor at a TV studio. I walk in T-shirt and jeans.
Mm.
Then I go and get changed. I walk down the rest of the corridor. I'm literally, I'm striding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like that. Hello? I wanted to help an old lady across the road. Tell some kids off for hanging outside the off-license. That kind of thing. You know? Leave it out, will you, Gav? Well, that's not... That's problem. That's,
and it's like a CID. Uniform, isn't it? When you put a uniform...
It is a uniform.
It is a uniform, Carrie.
Yeah. Police uniform.
But it couldn't be more like a uniform.
But then sometimes you assume the role, don't you, when you kind of put a uniform on? You kind
and
of
it's not cheap either. It's not like a cheap copy that you can get in a fancy dress shop. They're from the Metropolitan Police. So I was wearing proper Met policeman shoes and a shirt, and everything was real.
Did you ever want to be a policeman when you were a little boy?
No.
No, I don't think so, no.
I did.
I think I wanted to be a robber.
Do Did you?
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, I was brought up in Leeds. So,
yeah. Sorry.
But the thing is, well, some people would argue. Well, but anyway. But it's just weird.
Hmm.
In terms of uniform professions, I was more interested in being a milkman when I was a child than a policeman. Yeah.
What was it about the milk delivery that?
I just thought it'd be more friendly and sociable.
Hmm.
Deb says, I love putting my uniform on. You stand taller and feel braver. Do you know what? I would imagine you probably do feel a bit braver. Because it does fit. It's like clothed armour. It's like cloth armour. First day in uniform, I freaked out. I look like a not-so-sexy stripper, said Helen. Well, see, that's the thing. All the women in their police uniforms. I say, I wouldn't have thought I was a uniform kind of a guy.
Is this going to go somewhere funny?
Well, no, but I think I like a girl in uniform.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I do.
A traffic warden.
And I bet, Carrie, you laugh, but I bet you love a man in uniform.
Well, clearly.
Well, yeah, but
I married one who wears several. But, yeah, it is, though, isn't it? Because it's like girls quite like firemen and stuff like that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Does milkman feature high on the list for uniforms when you...
Not really.
Not really.
You kind of need, like, the brave ones, policeman, fireman, army,
store soldiers, detective.
That type of thing. It's all...
I was working with a girl yesterday who's dressed up as a police. She's an actress in the build. That's what she does. She dresses as a policewoman. And you know what? I can't... I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm going to put my hand up and admit it.
Are you sure you want to say this on the radio?
Any man listening to this who either goes out with a copper or is married to a copper, I want you... please, text in and just tell me that I'm not weird, right? So, I'm in my uniform, she's in her uniform. We're not real police people.
Mm.
We are merely pretending. And then I go back to my dressing room and I've got to get changed and get my gear on and go and film something else. And she's finished. She only came in to film this little thing for us, which is really nice for her. So we're chatting away and how long have you worked on the show? Oh, that's really interesting. Whereabouts are you from? Oh, really? I know it very well. Blah, blah, blah. And the tie's a clip-on, right? And as she stands there, I said, what's it like? So what's the uniform? It's quite heavy. She goes, yeah, that belt's quite heavy and this and the other. But, you know, you kind of get used to it. It's all right. I kind of like it in a weird way. And as she says that, she just pulls the tie off her. And I've gone, oh, that's quite sexy. That's quite sexy. And then, as we're chatting away, she's kind of undone the top button. And the next button, she's trying to relax, like you do.
Mm.
And I'm there going, I don't know what... I feel like I'm 18, and the lads have got me a stripper. I feel as though I don't... And this is a bit... I kind of like it. Right. Not that I'm saying she looked like a stripper, she's very beautiful.
Sure. Yeah.
But I liked
it. At what point did you leave?
Oh, they had to have me ejected from the building.
That's what I'm thinking, because if you were there for an hour or something...
Literally, when she was taking her socks off, she went, I think, really, you should... You know you're in my dressing room?
Did she also do that thing of, like, taking whatever, the clip out of her hair?
No, but it was... we were one step away, I swear, blind. You know,
there's that classic thing where they take the thing out of their hair and then they shake their hair and they all cascades down their shoulders.
Oh, I love that. Honestly, it was the pop of the tie.
Mm.
And
really?
Then a couple of buttons... The hair. If it had been the hair, I'd have been like that. I had to leave. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
But there must be somebody married. That's just... Like we said to David Beckham when he came in. Seriously. Victoria puts on one of your football shirts, you know, to sit on the sofa and watch telly. Do you just go, wow? Because girls look hot in football shirts. Not all girls.
Not all. Like if they're hot girls, ugly girls don't.
Could I point out a reality here, though, that if you were to actually touch the skirt or the trousers, you'd realise it's not sexy at all. Because it's quite...
I didn't touch anybody.
Well, you were wearing trousers, and you must have realised how
are they scratchy?
Scratchy, like, kind of polyester, is it, or something? Or
yeah, probably.
Just really not attractive.
If you want to know the truth, the trousers didn't fit me, so I brought another pair and I wore them.
Did you?
Oh, is that the pop of the buttons you're talking about?
I don't tell anybody. Anyway. L.A. from Glasgow says, the first time I saw myself in my uniform, I did giggle.
I left the army after 10 years and had a spell as a fishmonger. That was sexy.
Anyway, look, I'm sorry, but popping a fake tie in a police uniform, it does it for me. Look. How do you pronounce that name? A-M-A-L-Y-A? Amelia. Anyway, from Islington says, my husband is a police officer. I love to see him in his uniform. It's so sexy. See, I bet it. See, I get that now. I get. You imagine. It'd be like going out with one of the village people. Every day they'd come home. And if they had a part-time gig at the weekend as a construction worker, that would just blow your mind.
Well, it's a worry now, the fact that you will now see female police officers and you'll now be imagining their top button popping.
No.
When actually you should be seeing them as figures of authority.
No, because I'll be fine.
A little bit,
yeah. Yeah.
And promise you didn't take one home for Soph.
We're playing the end of the show. No, sadly.
Yeah, that's a good thing. He just got a present. Soph opens her Christmas present. Oh, it's a policeman's uniform.
It's in your size.
June Ackland.
Was it June Ackland?
No.
Yeah.
Would you like to dress up as Bob Cryer for me?
Or Tosh.
More Bob than Tosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so look. For anybody who goes out with their partner or their loved one who wears a uniform, I now know the beauty of it. Pop that tie, I'm ready to go.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
By the way, if you think I've gone too far, we just had many, many, many text messages coming in from police people going, yeah, first time I put my uniform, I felt weird. First time I put it on, I couldn't stop laughing. My mates came round, they think it's really odd. But Matt from Kent has just texted in saying, when I first put my uniform on, I pretended to arrest myself whilst looking in the mirror.
That's
weird.
You said before, is that where the expression pop your collar comes from?
I have no idea.
You know, Usher sings about that, doesn't he?
I have no idea.
International Radio 1.
Right, come on, it's Friday, let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
Friday. International Radio.
Literally, just pop that fake tie.
Mm.
That's Paramore, Ignorance on BBC Radio 1. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Gary Barlow's coming in today.
I know. What time is that?
Hey, it's, what time is it now? It's, don't know. Forgotten.
About eight-ish.
All right. What time is he in?
Eight.
Oh, there you go. That's what I said, Dave. 8 o'clock. Could it be 8 o'clock? That's it. There you go. What are you typing away on?
We haven't got any news clips at the moment. Sorry, I'm trying to type really quietly, but I don't know how you do that.
It's not working.
No, it's not, is it? Sorry. We haven't got all the news and sport clips in that we need for the news at 7 o'clock. We've got the news ones, but we haven't got the sport ones yet.
I can fill, if you want, with a classic television theme tune.
Do you mind giving us, like, a minute?
1 minute?
Yeah, is that all right?
Let me see that. Something that lasts a minute. The fake tie. Do you remember when the Bill used to have the laziest end credits of any TV show, which was just two people walking down a street?
Yeah. You just saw their feet, didn't you?
But you'd watch it. You'd sit and watch it. You'd be there like a lemon, sitting watching two people walking down a street. I know you see the heels of the feet and the legs from the shin down.
I used to quite like the end credits on the Bill.
Really? Well, anyway, better now.
I'm ready now with the news and the sport clips.
Are you? Thank goodness for that, because I'm running out of Bill music. Right, Dominic is here with the news and Kerry's here with your sports.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Friday morning, it's Happy Halloween, everybody. If you haven't going, if you're going out tonight or tomorrow night, be safe.
Ooh.
And if you want to get loads and loads of stuff from knocking on the doors, get Adam Sandler to go around with you. If you ever seen the film Big Daddy, he's very good. It's really good. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
7:04 now.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1.
Is Is it Maid of Vale Day today?
Yep.
Yeah.
75 years of the BBC Maid of Vale Studios, which are an unbelievable, unbelievable set of studios in North London. North London?
West London. Well, it's North West London.
Yeah. And Fern is going to be live from there this morning, doing a show from 10 o'clock today. To kick it all off, though, from 9:30. Well, we do the golden hour on a Friday. We do that between 9 and 10. Well, normally between 9 and 9:30, guest a year, and then between 9:30 and 10, all the team choose random songs. Mm-hmm. This morning, 9 to 9:30, as usual, guest a year.
Yeah.
And 9:30 to 10 will be tracks from Maid of Vale. So live tracks recorded especially for the BBC and for Radio 1.
Mm. Beautiful.
And then for the rest of the day...
It's 75 live tracks.
Yeah.
In a row. So we start the 75 at 9:30 and they'll...
So in a row?
Yeah. In a row. So the idea is it'll finish with Greg at the end of his show. So if we all get our timings
Greg
right...
Greg or Scott?
Greg.
Right.
75 songs. They've worked out to be up until then.
Really? So Fern's show and Greg's show plus half an hour of us equals 75 songs?
Apparently.
Are you sure?
It's not like our songs. It's not like our show.
Did you notice they didn't want to include us in the...
Hang on a second. That means they've got to be playing 10 songs an hour. Is that what the other DJs do?
Yeah.
No, perhaps
now, if we had to do 75 songs in a row, it'd take us a month.
Really? Fern will get through 10 songs in an hour?
Yeah, easy. Easy. It's normally six a half hour, isn't it? Yeah.
What?
It's normally six.
Is it?
Yeah.
We've been on the air for 36 minutes. We've played one. See, seriously, I can celebrate a year of Maid of Vale. That's it. 75? Jeez. Anyway, so, yeah, so from 9:30, and we've had a look at some Maid of Vale tracks, and we've got some really good ones coming up, so do not miss it. And then Fern is at Maid of Vale with Snow Patrol, who will be live. And they'll be performing some covers from the last few years.
I know. Sounds great. Mm.
So there you are. Maid of Vale Day today on Radio 1. Gary Barlow's coming in as well to chat with us. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Also, Jake Humphrey is on the down the line from Abu Dhabi.
Yay.
Go on, do your joke, Alan. Do your joke. Mm. It's brilliant. It's really... everyone, you got to hear this.
I can't remember how it
come
starts.
Come on, of course you can.
Something about...
Go on, do it.
United Emirates don't, Abu Dhabi do.
Gary Barlow coming in later on this morning. And then we'll chat with Jake Humphrey about the final of the Grand Prix. I wonder who is going to win. Who's going to win the Grand Prix season? Oh, it's so exciting.
It's very
Gary?
Tense, isn't it?
My money is on Lewis Hamilton.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh. What if anyone down texts him going, no, Chris. No, it's already been won.
They will. Yeah. You know they will.
No, it's already been won, Chris. Right, and that's about it. Anybody else got anything?
That'll do for Fat Friday, won't it?
No, I think so.
Al, anything else to add?
That's good, actually.
Sorry. Right, but yes? The Chris Moyle Show. I can't hear you, Alan. I can't hear you. International Radio. Right, it's Friday morning. Everybody needs to get up and get ready for the weekend. You can go out tonight. You can go out tomorrow night because it's the weekend. It's all good. You can chill out. You can relax. You can eat what you want because you're allowed to eat what you want when it's the weekend. That's a fact.
True.
Halloween weekend. If you're out tonight, have a good one. If you're staying in, make sure you got stuff for the kids. Don't be tight. Thank you. Right, it's 9 minutes past seven. It's 7:16. Cue doggy socks. Hello.
N-words doggy socks.
So Halloween then this weekend. Alad, do you go out trick-or-treating?
I don't.
That really surprises me.
Oh, really?
I would have thought you would have done. I would have thought that even at your age of 23, you would have liked to dress up and go around the houses.
I've never done it.
Never?
Never done it.
I quite fancy doing it.
I'm too shy.
Seriously, I quite fancy doing it tonight with a group of mates, and we all get dressed up a little bit, and we go around trick-or-treating.
Can you do... Isn't it tomorrow, really?
Well, it's...
It is more tomorrow.
Do Friday if you've got a Saturday night.
I've probably got the pub Saturday, or I might be... I might go to a bar.
Trick-or-treat the other people in the bar. Can you do that?
Yeah, but they'll just tell you to shove off.
Oh, right, OK.
But I just quite... You know, I like the idea of just a bunch of grown-ups. No kids. And you just go, trick-or-treat, mate. Like that.
You realise how kind of dark the whole thing is. If you was a group of adults knocking on door asking for money,
no, kind of sinister. No, sweets will do.
Okay,
you know some fun-sized Mars bars or whatnot. You know, 50p one girl miss. But, I mean, I don't want them to write me a cheque.
Yeah, no.
There's a danger though that if people look through their spy hole or whatever, and, or the window, and they see a group of gothic-looking adults outside the door, then they wouldn't answer. Well, maybe quite naturally.
Maybe we'll just go out in our jeans and t-shirts with a jacket on. Maybe we don't even dress up.
Yeah, maybe.
It'll be really lazy trick or treat. No kids, no outfit.
Wear your policeman's outfit.
But I didn't keep it. I didn't take it home with me. I wasn't allowed.
Well, you say that.
I wasn't allowed.
Take one child to knock on the door, so when people look through the keyhole, they can see. Or
what if we take a photo of a child? So when they look through the people, I just hold that up, and they go, "Oh, it's a little kiddie." And then when they open the door, we go, "Trick or treat, mate."
You can borrow Nicole if you want.
Can we?
Yeah, borrow Nicole. As long
can
as
I dress
back,
her up?
Yeah, as long as she's back for aid.
Can I dress her up as a pumpkin?
Yeah,
wicked.
She'd love that.
Could make a fortune with Nicole.
Nicole as a pumpkin.
That we could make some serious dough. I mean, we go around the real rich places, the real posh parts of London. Make a fortune. Look like that. Notes only, please. Notes only.
I do take debit or credit cards.
We're trying to send it to boarding school, so... If you got a tenner, that'd be great. Thanks very much. Who's going out tonight? Who's going out tomorrow? Send us a text, 81199. Have you planned it out already? Let's find the oldest person who's going out trick-or-treating this weekend.
Now, in the past, I've been criticised for not embracing Halloween.
Right.
Because the thing was, and this is my only concern, is that where we used to live is I didn't want people ringing the bell and waking up Nicole because she was only a little baby. And that was why we put us... In retrospect, putting a sign on the door saying, please don't ring our bell,
yeah,
and we don't support Halloween.
It's very grumpy.
It looked grumpy. And I now get that now. So for the first time, I think we're going to try and embrace it this year and try and get some sweets ready and whatnot.
Right.
You know, and be good neighbours in the community.
Yeah, I think we should. Alan, what are you doing? Are you out or are you in?
Which night? Tonight is a birthday party, so I'm out tonight. And then tomorrow night, I'm free, actually.
So will you go out or will you be staying in to welcome all the families from the area where you live?
I live in a little bit of a rough area, so I kind of get a bit nervous when people ring my doorbell and knock on my door.
Where Alan lives, it's trick or trick.
Yeah. How severe do you want the trick is normally the question.
Trick or treat. What's the trick? We'll put your windows in. Sure, what do you want? You can have whatever you want. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm looking forward to... I don't know what I'll do. I might stay in, just in case some of them do it on a Friday.
What time does it finish? Is it all wrapped up by about 8 o'clock?
I hope
so. I tell you, I remember last year, because I'd moved and I'd only been living there a week, they did it really early. Really early. They were out. And when you think about it, because I don't have kids, they get them out early so they can get them
out.
Well,
now that the clocks have changed as well, you can start going out at 5 o'clock, can't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's dark then.
Costume sorted. Says Charlotte, I'm in the yellow. Oh my god. Right, you will never guess what the outfit is, Dave, in a million years. Charlotte is in the yellow. Her Halloween party costume, she's dressed as a packet of Monster Munch.
Oh my gosh, that's reminded me.
That's brilliant.
That's good.
Monster, you see? Monsters and Halloween, Monster Munch.
They're in the reception. I forgot I was meant to go up and get some.
What?
Monster Munch.
What?
Mr. Pink, that
Oh, is
character.
That what that massive, yeah, great pink thing was when I walked
I'm
in?
I'm really sorry, I got carried away with the show.
What, the actual monster from Monster Munch?
Yeah.
To Radio 1 this morning?
Yeah.
That's what walked past the window.
Wow.
Like, why is there a big pink blob?
There's
walking
a big
past
hairy pink thing.
Yeah.
Is the pink one pickled onion? Is that what that one is?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Where is Rachel, says Catherine Harrogate. She will be getting up. It's not until 9 o'clock. Well, she might be in a little bit earlier, actually, this morning.
She will. She's looking after Gary, so she'll be here soon.
Oh, then she'll be on her way. Is that right?
I'll go upstairs and get the Monster Munch.
I'm 21. I'm going trick-or-treating tomorrow as Little Red Riding Hood, says Ellie in Wigan. Hey. Mm. No. nice outfit, Ellie.
You see, now you're just making it strange.
Why?
Well, because you...
Alan, you could go trick-or-treating dressed as Lady Gaga.
She wouldn't count. Actually, no, she would. You're right. Actually.
Well, yeah. From what I've heard, some people say that's potentially quite scary.
Mm. Have you seen the MTV performance she gave?
No.
That's disturbing.
What is it?
It's really dark, and she kind of has this fake blood, which she starts, all the dancers stand around her, and she starts putting it all over her, so when they move away, she's there with all this fake blood all over her, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, she's crackers, though, isn't she?
You're trying to tell me you're surprised that Lady Gaga did a performance that was a little bit weird.
Don't forget, Alan, you know, we went to Wembley Stadium this summer, and we had the pleasure of seeing Take That, and the warm-up featured Lady Gaga there, who was in front of all these people in Wembley Stadium playing the piano with her foot.
Oh, she did that as well.
Sticking her bum out.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
She puts her foot up like that. She puts her foot.
She plays that with her foot, and then she bends over.
Am I the only one? You know, there are rumours flying around about Lady Gaga and stories about her. Yeah, you know what stories I mean.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Everybody knows that.
Oh, hang on. Let me switch the microphones off. The rumour that... Right?
Oh, right.
Have you not heard that?
Never heard that.
Really?
Never heard that?
Why? No, she...
But anyway... I find it really bizarre because she does wear the tightest outfits of any performer.
And you would think, yeah, based on that...
Because when she performed at Wembley before the Take That concert, she was bent over at one point playing the piano with her foot, with her arse sticking out towards the crowd. She's got a great little finger on her.
The thing is,
Bum.
I think that she thinks that her bottom is her best quality. And do you know what? She's probably right.
Not her voice.
Are you being nasty about Lady
Gaga? No, that's not nasty. I'm saying that she likes her bottom, and I think actually, in retrospect, you know, she probably is her best quality.
She does have a great bum.
I think she's brilliant.
She is brilliant. She's kooky.
She probably is actually.
Crackers.
And coming around to.
I'm sorry. That is it. The paparazzi video.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Is that the one where she's on crutches?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's very odd. You know, she's kind of dressed as she's kind of dressed as iRobot, but in high heels. Very bizarre. Anyway, look, we've got more photos coming in from Sean on her way to work. My son's first Halloween.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh.
It's a little pumpkin outfit.
That's nice.
You seen that? It's a little boy just as a pumpkin.
Morning.
Here are my pumpkins from our Scouts Halloween party last week. And they're properly
brilliant.
Wicked. By the way, if depending on how old you are, get your mum and dad to do it. Get your dad to do it. Your dad will love doing this. If you go on the internet and go, cool pumpkin designs, there's loads on there, and you can copy them, and they kind of show you how to carve it and all of that. Go on YouTube. It's like YouTube's a whole world of it. It's like a library for lazy people, for a lazy generation. But you can have really cool pumpkins. I've never carved a pumpkin in my life.
When we were in America last week, where Jane's mum and dad live, obviously because the Americans are bang into Halloween. In fact, many would say that they invented it. And then you see the pumpkins outside their houses. They're just... unreal. I mean, they just take it to a whole new pumpkin level.
Or depending on, again, how old you are, what you could do for this Halloween weekend is go to the pub tonight, go to the pub tomorrow, and stuff Halloween.
And put a sign on your door saying, back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And see who waits.
Doorbell broken. We have no sweets. Can I just say thanks to everybody who's been sending in pictures of their pumpkins? But also to Jim from Gillingham, who's sending a picture of his wife's pumpkins. It's not exactly what we're after, but...
You've got the wrong end of the stick,
yeah,
Jim.
But send her our best.
All pumpkins gratefully received.
Yeah.
Roma, Roma, ma, gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Whatever. Sort of a crackers song from Lady... Oh, come on, seriously. She's singing Ra Ra Rasputin. That's what that is, let's be honest. That's all it is, isn't it? Ra Ra Rasputin by Boney M.
Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
You know, before...
Bye-bye.
In terms of what you were saying, you know, sort of secretly, it says she supported the Pussycat Dolls earlier this year.
Is she? Maybe they're old friends. Lady Gaga, that's called Bad Romance, Dominic, and you can download that now. It's the brand new single taken from The Fame Monster, which is a reissued edition of her album The Fame. So, The Fame Monster includes The Fame along with 8 new songs.
Wow.
Repackaged nicely for Christmas.
She's already sold 4 million copies, and they just want to sell some more of the same album. Amazing.
With 8 new tracks.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I will be buying it.
Will you?
I love her.
Lady Gaga.
They repackage it for suckers like you.
Yeah. Rah, rah, Rasputin. Da, 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 da,
I don't even know what you mean.
Rah, rah, ah, ah, Roma, Roma, ma, Gaga, ooh la la.
Oh, shut up, you silly cow. Right, so... I like Lady Gaga, don't get me wrong.
I like the end bit, but it sounds like she could be at the dentist. You know when they put that thing in your mouth and you can't quite fruit properly?
How would that sound, Dominic, if you're in the dentist?
Like that. You know if someone's holding your mouth to one end? Is that just me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get people to hold my mouth to one end anymore. I've moved on from those.
There we go, 7:31.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Yep, anyway, if you want to show us your pumpkins, you're more than welcome. Take a picture and show us your pumpkins. It's on 81199. That's what we're doing this morning.
Is it wrong that we once dressed the dog in a pumpkin outfit?
No.
He did look very cute.
Was this in Somerset?
No, Nemo in Yorkshire. He's got his own pumpkin outfit.
What, the dog?
Yeah.
You know, you two are weird. Mm. I don't think you two should be allowed to have kids. I really don't. That's just odd. I'm sorry. You're dressing the dog up in a Halloween outfit. Yeah. Somebody sent us a picture of their pumpkins in, Dominic.
Really? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Whoa! Happy Halloween. There they are.
That's certainly scary.
Do you know what? With that in mind, I would go out tonight.
Yeah. Mm. But I haven't got a stitch to wear.
Mm. Woo.
Enjoy that image while you read the
news. Thanks a million.
Right, Gary Barlow's coming in about half an hour's time. We've got some more music to play and pumpkin pictures.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Let's get the news from Dominic and the spot from Carrie.
7:31 over the Phillies.
Oh.
At the Yankee Stadium last night.
Do you want to see more pumpkin pictures, Dominic? There's one there.
Oh, there they are. There's some pumpkins.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to put you off during the weather.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Heavy rain and strong winds in Northern Ireland will spread across Scotland and later Wales and Western England. Elsewhere, it will be dry and sunny today. 7:36 now.
I can't believe I'm actually going to say this. Mm. But can people stop sending in pictures of their boobs? It's very distracting.
Yeah, we actually want pumpkins.
Yeah. What I'm getting is I'm getting pictures of cute little kiddies all dressed up. I'm getting pictures of, seriously, amazing pumpkins. When I was a kid, pumpkins were crap. Not crap as in, you know, but they were exciting. My dad used to cut the lid off. He'd cut, like, a couple of holes in it, put a candle in it, put the lid back on. Mm. There's your pumpkin. Lovely. People are sending in the most amazing designs of pumpkins that they've done.
There was a place near us I saw yesterday that's actually got massive, huge, giant pumpkins, which are, you know, about the size of a beach ball.
I love Halloween. We're going to go trick-or-treating. I can't wait tomorrow.
So I'm getting those, but then I'm getting... Look, Claire from Kilmarnock, yes, you've got lovely boobs, but you know... And it's a very nice bra, that. Mm. I think it's very nice. It looks very comfortable. But stop it!
Yes, please stop.
Well, I say stop, obviously.
I mean stop.
Alan means stop. When I say stop, I'll admit stop. Dominic, there's another one.
Oh, please.
Trick or treat.
Wow. I mean, yeah. Smashing.
We don't need to leave the studio today. We're getting as many treats as we want right here.
Mm. That's not what they mean, by the way.
What, trick or treat?
Mm.
Well, anyway, just be careful. Or at least can we have a good-looking bloke sending a picture of himself topless for Carrie and Allard? At least share the wealth around.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Alan, is that all right to do that?
I'm going to say no, aren't I?
No.
Because there's too many pumpkins coming in that are
You're saying
variety.
No, but you're nodding your head while you're saying it.
I want to say yes, but, you know, it's not clean stuff for...
Well, ask Carrie. She's a pregnant lady. We need to look after her.
That's true, actually.
Carrie, do you want to see some good-looking topless men?
Yes.
There you go. Chris Moyle Show. Yes, what a stupid question. Right, it's Friday morning then. Have a good Halloween, whatever you're doing over the weekend. Right, we're going to talk to Jake Humphrey from Abu Dhabi in a couple of records' time. He's standing by, waiting to speak to us. So we are going to speak to him. If you're a Formula One fan, or even if you're just a fan of Jake, of which they are increasing every time we speak to him, we'll talk to Jake in a few records. The Chris Moyle Show. Come on, everybody, it's Friday!
Oh, here he comes, he's a man-eater.
That's the Ian Carey project, the Andrew Carey project, and get shaky.
Well, morning, Andrew.
You're fired! There you go. Andrew Carey is the name of our old landlord. I just thought I'd tell you that, Alan, because I know you'd be really excited to hear that story.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're not even listening, are you?
No.
No, I didn't think so. What are you looking for? You're looking for, once again, the music to the Grand Prix, which we never have in the system. Yeah. Yes. Double click it, and you'll hear the guitar. Jake Humphreys.
Good morning. Morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
It's me.
Yeah, I know. How are you?
Bye.
Lions?
What? Lots of lions?
Yeah, lions? What?
It's Jake.
I've been to the zoo today.
Go anywhere nice?
I went to the zoo today.
No.
If no one listened, Chris, to the previous couple of Fridays or on Monday when I tried to wake you up, this will make no sense to them.
They'll all be so funny, radio. Isn't it?
Who cares what they think? Morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Morning, Jake.
Morning.
Yay. Morning, Jake.
Morning,
good
morning, Dave.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
Oh yeah.
That's you, talking to you. Do you want to have a conversation with yourself?
I just did.
Let's see if we can actually make it work. Okay. You
okay.
Ready?
Good morning.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Okay.
Excellent. I'm here in Abu Dhabi.
Who is it?
I know who it is. It's me, isn't it?
It's Jake Humphrey.
Yeah, me.
Okay.
Great, how are you?
Yes.
See, now, you can't ask. There's no, I'm fine.
No, I should have put an I'm fine in there. You see, this whole thing was cooked up by Rachel, and she rang me and said, look, Chris is away on holiday.
Yes, it is.
Let's get him back for waking you up. Come in and let's do, you know, a little bit of recording and we'll wake him up. And how was your early morning wake-up call from pre-recorded Jake?
Okay.
We're sure it was.
See, it's bad, isn't it?
Well, it's bad that you've got that in the system.
Who have you got with you today?
In my commentary box?
Yes.
Well, not my commentary box, Radio 5 Live's commentary box. I've got Jason Swales, the producer, who's busy tapping away on a computer and waving in the corner. And the voice of Formula One TV's Jonathan Ledyard.
Wow.
Say morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
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 Bye.
Are we live or pre-recorded?
This is live. This
right,
is
okay.
This is how it goes.
We're live, and fake Jake is on tape.
You want to see live Jake sometimes.
Well, I've seen live Jake enough. That once will do me. That'd be fine. Anyway, so good morning, Jonathan.
And morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
There you go. I always think, and I don't know why, but I always think you're in a massive porter cabin when you do these links.
No, we're above the pit lane. It's interesting, actually. It varies because some of the circuits, the older circuits,
bye.
Commentary boxes are like a meter wide.
Really?
Here in Abu Dhabi, where it's this beautiful, brand new, state of the art, incredible circuit, the commentary box is a bit like the Royal Albert Hall, and we're sort of 20 feet from each other. It's beautiful.
What's really? The time there now, Jake?
Just before midday, so we're 4 hours ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Abu Dhabi, Jake.
Oh, you know that, don't you, Jake?
Yes.
It's right, tricky again. Working out which is... Because I think I sound a bit like Comedy Dave on there, and I'm finding it hard to work out which is me and which is Dave.
Oh, well, I'm Dave.
So, listen, here's a big question that even people who don't know about Grand Prix want to know about.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be world champion this season?
Oh, it's very tricky. It's a really, really tricky
this
one.
This is pretty much the only time you'll be able to predict it right.
I'm probably going to go for...
We are world champions!
Does Alad even know who that is?
Well, I know who's won, because you've made me interested in this.
Brilliant.
So it's who is it? Benson.
That's right.
Benson, yeah.
Benson Jutton.
Just pipped Boobin's Raricello, didn't he, Alad?
Number two's gone on me. But number one was everywhere, and I was like, wow, he won.
Jake, can I ask you a question? When
yes,
we watch it on the television,
yeah,
and we listen to the men talking,
yeah,
and then the little, the icon comes up on the screen which says... Buttons Radio or Hamilton's Radio, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know that they're going to speak.
Yep.
That seems to me to come on the screen for about 2 or 3 seconds before you hear the audio.
Yeah.
And sometimes they time it right, and sometimes they're not paying attention, they talk all over it. But
yeah,
that's not live, is it? That's got to have a delay on
no,
it.
No, it is a bit delayed. Yeah, sometimes you can tell.
Because there must be a chance they'll be going, bloody hell, it's a bit bloody fast out here! And you wouldn't want to be putting that out.
And probably worse. No, you wouldn't want to broadcast that anywhere on the BBC, would
no,
you?
No, not
language
at all.
Like that.
Language like that. It's dreadful.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that there's a fair bit of colourful language. So, yeah, I think they're probably listened to by someone. They then work out, is that relevant to the people watching at home? And sometimes they get it perfect. Other times it's a bit wrong. You know, a driver comes into the pits, and then they play the team radio a second later of them saying, pit, and it is a little bit late and delayed. But, you know, it's great to hear that sort of stuff. It was only at this season that we were told all of the team radios would be available. It's great to have a listen to that sort of stuff.
Pit. By the way, that's all three of them. That's Pit the Younger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Anyway, here's something, though.
Yeah.
I miss the adverts, don't you?
No.
I've got to admit.
Might be nice to have a breather at some point.
Why can't
a
lap seven?
Hour.
You do need it. You need a little toilet break.
Mm.
You know, you need to know what is the new TVs to buy or what deals have got at Dixon's. And quite frankly, the BBC coverage really lets down the advertising side.
Just get yourself a bedpan or something and then you can...
How old do you think I am? Having a bed.
Well, I don't know.
Seriously, speak to Grandad Jonathan or Jason. They probably got those kind of things going on.
You're not a day over 30, are you, Ledge?
No way.
Not a day over 30. So you want a bit of a break?
15 years over 30, but not a day.
Are you saying that you don't like Jonathan Ledger's voice and therefore you want a break from it? Because he's looking very offended sitting on the floor.
Should we just go quiet, Martin? I say, if you want to take a break, you know, we'll up some when you get back. Just
ask them to wait.
Okay, we'll do that.
You know, the cars. Just give us a break for 3 minutes and start up again.
Chris Moyle's toilet break.
You want a general
through.
View of wherever we are.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what I do? I pause it if I need to go to the loo, and then I just come back and press times two on the sky, and then it eventually catches up.
That is the beauty of modern technology.
I saw
James Corden here today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He was out here doing some filming for something. Do you know what? I'm quite pleased, though, because he's clearly a normal bloke, because not only did he introduce himself as James, but he was also carrying some of the camera equipment. That's always nice, isn't it, when someone's done well for themselves?
What did you think he was going to introduce himself as?
Well, sometimes when someone's famous, they don't
bother,
do they?
Hello, I am the Corden. You may have seen me on the television.
Yeah. Or they just go, hello, and you're expected to know who they are. But he was, hi, nice to meet you, I'm James. And I just like the fact he was carrying a tripod or whatever it was that he was carrying.
That's the mark of a normal...
wasn't carrying anything.
Yeah, that's the mark of a normal person, I think, isn't it?
I think so. Anyone that wanders around carrying a tripod everywhere they go, that's a normal person.
I don't think he carries it around everywhere. I think maybe just for the day.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
All right, so look, so Abu Dhabi, what time of the day is it there now?
Oh, and I haven't berated you for waking me up in the morning.
11:53 in the morning?
Yeah, and 28 seconds. I haven't got angry with you yet for waking me up. But
what happened? But we didn't wake you up, did we?
Were you telling me this was all a dream?
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
Sure.
There's a lot of English fans out here. There's actually 350 British marshals out here, and they keep coming up to me going, oh, that Chris Moyles. Oh, what a nasty waking you up. You did well not to swear. And I think I did, actually.
But you know what, though? You loved it.
Oh, it was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Morning, Mrs. Humphrey.
Yeah.
What a jolly wedding day that was. Not the best day of his life, possibly yours, but not Jake's. That was when he got a phone call at half-three in the middle of the night.
It was my greatest single moment in the last 31 years.
Okay, so the final race in the calendar. It's a brand-new track, I believe.
Yeah, brand new track, brand new place. I mean, this is basically on a thing called Yas Island, and you won't believe it when you tune in to the race over the weekend or to qualifying on Saturday. In 2007, it was just desert, and, you know, they seem to be able to do what they want out here. So someone obviously went, hey, let's turn this island into a massive state-of-the-art Formula One circuit, and they've got this huge theme park next door and things. It's all been built in 22 months. There's like 6 or 7 hotels. It's mad. It's absolutely mad. It would take that long just to get planning permission back home, wouldn't it? I'm trying to get an extension put in, and for months I've been waiting.
So are you going to... when do you come back? Are you going to actually get to go on holiday and have a break? Because you've travelled to all these beautiful places around the world, but it's always been work-related.
Yeah.
And you've had a tiny bit of downtime, but you can't really... It's not like a holiday. You are working. Well, do you get to go away?
Well, living the glamorous life that I live... My wife, who works on the National Lottery, has got a really busy couple of months, so we can't go away. But we're going away for a night with her mum and dad for her dad's, I think it's his 61st birthday.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So that's lovely. We're going to a hotel in Derbyshire. So that is, after 9 months of doing this, that's what we need.
For your father-in-law's birthday, you're going away with him for the night? Seriously, just buy him some chocolates and a card.
Well, this has all been planned. In fact, they're paying for it, I think. I think they're taking Harriet and her sister and the husbands away for the night. It's nice, isn't it?
That's lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not a week in Dubai. Could you not just jump on a plane? It's only up the road.
Well, you would. I mean, Abu Dhabi's pretty impressive. You wouldn't necessarily need to fly to Dubai.
That's very nice.
But it is amazing. So I'll hopefully get a bit of time off, but I'll be doing a bit of football, a bit of sports personality of the year and stuff. So the BBC will keep me busy.
All right, well, look, here we go. Let's do some proper then Formula One questions then while you're on then.
Yep.
What do you think, or what have you heard, what are the whispers and the rumours about next year's British Grand Prix?
Well, it's weird. You hear a different thing every day. I mean, there was a headline on...
And explain this, bearing in mind that Aled is listening and doesn't know what the relevance of the question is.
Aled, here is the deal, okay? The British Grand Prix has been held at Silverstone for a long time.
Yeah.
And there were rumours that Bernie Ecclestone, who is the guy that runs Formula One, the sort of commercial rights holder, wasn't very happy with Silverstone. So he decided that Donington, which is a new circuit and who wanted the Grand Prix, could have it if they developed the circuit and spent loads of money on it. Now,
okay.
They agreed, Donington, to sign the Grand Prix for, I think, 17 years, just as the bottom fell out of the financial market. So all their investors suddenly disappeared. So Donington, although they'd sort of partly dug it up, suddenly didn't have the money to complete the job. Mm. So now Donington can't host a Grand Prix, and Bernie's now hopefully discussing it with Silverstone, because everybody, and I mean everybody, wants a British Grand Prix. You know, motorsport in Britain is what keeps, I think, this sport alive. We've got back-to-back British world champions. We can't not have a British Grand Prix.
Didn't they do it around London once?
No, they've driven Formula One cars through London. They drove them down Regent Street, they've never raced around London. But there's all talk about, could they have one in London? Could they have a New York Grand Prix? There's loads.
Jake, there is a real danger, though, that there will be no British Grand Prix next season stop, though, isn't there?
At the moment, yeah, there is a very real danger, because there's been no agreement. And Damon Hill has said Bernie Ecclestone doesn't have to offer the British public a cut-price Grand Prix. You know, it costs a certain amount to give... to be allowed to host a Grand Prix, and if that money isn't readily available or forthcoming from Silverstone, or they can't make various agreements, it's sad, really sad, but we could be without a British Grand Prix next year.
All right, look, it's going to be good. I want one more question, but I want Aled, from everything you've learned to the Grand Prix.
Come on, Aled, do me proud.
Yeah, do him proud. Ask
I've
Jake
tried
a question.
So hard this season, Aled, to get you involved.
Well, from what I've learned,
I
kind of get the feeling that the big question
is
who will be driving for who next season? Because isn't Button linked to McLaren, but Braun say 90% sure he'll just stay with them?
Yay!
Good question, Al.
So who wrote that down, Chris?
Carrie.
Me.
Yeah, brilliant.
Is it Button?
It's Jensen Button.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
He's not Benson. Benson. That's a joke. It's been a joke for months.
You'd almost made amazing progress with him, Jake.
Yes or no? Will Jensen Button be driving for Braun next season, in your opinion?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
They
will come to an agreement. Braun will have to find the money.
Will Hamilton be driving for McLaren?
Absolutely, yes.
And will Comedy Dave be driving for Red Bull?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no, well...
Well, you say that, Jake.
Let's just see what happens. Have you ever seen Dave going down the M6?
Mm, I've got wings.
Really?
Yeah, he drives chitty-chitty bang-bang.
You are halfway there, my friend.
All right, well, listen, give us the times then. So practice on the red button.
Yeah, you're not going to like this because it's while you're still on the radio.
Oh, go on, it's fine.
8.55.
This morning? Okay,
yeah,
8.55.
And it is actually worth watching practice today just to see this ridiculously enormous complex. Does the cars go through a five-star hotel?
Does Jonathan work on that, or does he just not only do the big show?
No, that's David Croft and Anthony Davidson. Anthony Davidson's now appeared in the room.
Oh, God.
I know. We actually have a bona fide Formula One racing driver in the room with us. And he may be driving next season as well. He's looking for a drive next year.
Oh, brilliant. Anthony's lovely and he loves the show as well. So, morning, Anthony. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. And hello to your wife as well, because I know she listens.
It's been my morning warm-up preparations here, speaking to you guys.
Very nice.
Because you'll be done it, because he just messed up his work.
Yeah. Whatever he said.
I have some secret messages from Dave's wife.
Oh, yeah, you have, actually.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
She said that she'd been in touch with you in cyberspace.
Yeah. Do you know Dave's wife as well?
We used to work with her.
I once did a pilot with her. Do you remember Pop World with Simon Amstel and Makita Oliver?
Yeah.
Me and Dave's wife did the pilot for that show, and we were both... I spoke to you about this. We were convinced, yeah, brilliant, that's a great show, I look forward to doing that. Then you get the phone going, yeah.
Damn you, Makita Oliver!
I know, she picked me to the post. I wasn't feminine enough.
I tell you what, that's going to be embarrassing, losing a job to Makita Oliver. That's going to lower your confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, but I lost it to Simon Amstel in my mind, and that's not bad. He's a talented boy.
Fair enough, then.
I was obviously just too tall.
8.55 this morning on the red button if you want to see practice. And then tomorrow?
well, 12:55 as well this afternoon for second practice, and then Saturday and Sunday, 12:10, final race of the season. Lewis is battling Kimi Raikkonen for fifth place in the championship. McLaren are battling Ferrari for third place in the constructors. Four world champions on the grid, a brand new circuit. It'll be amazing. It'll be brilliant.
I'll be there.
Do you know who those four world champions are, Alan? If you had to,
come on, Alan.
Come on, you can do it.
Well, Button.
Yeah.
Right. I now learned Button. Mm. Hamilton, I obviously know because he's been on the show.
Yeah.
Right, two more.
Alonso, not a clue.
And who else?
Kimi Raikkonen.
That's right.
Raikkonen, that's right.
No. And that was all in Kimi Raikkonen, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's very good.
Very good.
Thanks for being on for the last kind of few weeks. You've been great, and we hope that we can still talk to you, even when the Grand Prix season finishes.
It'd be lovely. There's always a lot to talk about. But listen, it's been great fun. Thanks ever so much.
What would your job be now at the BBC? Do you get time off or do you get to
Have you been to the BBC? They've got a thing called the BBC foyer just as you go in on the left.
Yeah.
I do a thing just called audience awareness. So I'm just responsible for researching audiences for TV shows.
That sounds great.
Serving them tea and coffee when they come to TV Centre. So I look forward to them.
And tours and stuff as well. You can show them around the different studio complexes.
You could do the BBC tours. Me and Chris could do the BBC tours together. What do you think?
Why don't you do that? That'd be brilliant.
Because I've still got a job. Right, Jake, have a good one. Enjoy the race. Enjoy the time.
Thanks a lot. March the 14th, it all gets going again in Bahrain.
Wow. That's ages away.
Isn't it
just? Right.
Have a great weekend. Thanks ever so much for the past few months.
You're more than
and
welcome.
For that wake-up call. I will never, ever
sorry about
forget
that.
That.
Hey,
sorry.
Jake.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Wakey, wakey.
Who was that?
It's me.
Who's me?
It's Jake Humphrey.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Lovely. I've just been to New York.
Oh, New York, man. I love New York.
I love New York, too. Hey, do you know Gary Barlow?
Yes.
He's in the building.
What?
He's going to be coming on the show. Isn't that good?
Really?
Yes. See, we can talk to him about anything. I'm sussing it out now. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Do you like Gary Barlow?
Yes.
Are you a big fan of Take That?
Yes.
What's your favourite Take That song?
Oh, turn it in.
Oh, sorry, you haven't
got him saying Could It Be Magic?
Hang on, ask him again.
What's your favourite Take That song?
What?
No, you can't hear
Oh, it's so funny, isn't it?
It's absolutely hilarious. Right, the red button then today. 8:55, 12:55, and then 12:10, Saturday and Sunday, last race.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
All righty. Look, right, let's get back into it. We're going to do the news now, play a couple of songs, and then Gary Barlow's coming in, so we'll have a chat with him. It's 3 minutes past...
It's now 7 minutes past eight.
That's right, that's the time, right here on wonderful Radio 1. Ha-ha.
Well done. Yeah.
Just legged it from the other room. I'm just saying hello.
Just saying hello to Gary.
Still sending pumpkin photos then.
Do you know what he said? He said, I was listening to Dominic Ream.
Gary.
Could it be magic?
It's not. Did I write that one? Anyway, so.
He didn't fall asleep next door.
He's asleep now.
No, he's not.
Seriously, it's like watching a documentary about narcolepsy. He's just halfway through.
He's standing up, though.
They used a body double for most of that circus live tour.
Did they?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Well, they had, because they had, you know, they had jugglers and trapeze acts and all that fire eaters and stuff. You know what they were there for? Hmm. To distract you from when Gary fell asleep and fell over, they had a stand-in run on really quickly. But you know, no one ever noticed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Man.
That's amazing.
And they'd have some, quick, get the guy on the unicycle out! And no one noticed. I've ordered my DVD already.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Can't wait to see that gig again. Is that wrong?
No, it's fantastic. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Because when you're there, you get to see the whole the whole thing. But I want to see it all close. I bet there's loads of stuff that I missed.
Yeah.
You know, like if you went to see the circus, the tour, did you see there were people on trampolines, there were people on unicycles, there were fire eaters, there were people on, like, you know, trapeze and whatnot, and a load of people, you miss it all.
Also, we could get it for Jane and Rachel. I don't think we remember the second half anyway.
Were they emotional?
A little bit.
Emotional, yes. That's
it. Why Wendy strikes again.
Right, so we're going to play one song, and then we're going to get the boy in. And what we're going to play? We're going to play Take That.
I thought we'd do that when he's here, but if you want, we can go. We've got a live track.
Chris Miles in the morning. Oh, I love that. He really is our savior. Love that track. It's by Duck Sauce. It's called Anyway. I know, crazy, right? The Chris Miles Show. It is 12 minutes past 8. International Radio. It's time to bring in the nicest man in the world, Mr. Gary Barlow. Yes.
How are you?
Look at him. Look at that.
Hiya, Gary.
He's so handsome.
Christopher Moyles,
rugged.
You are half the man I remember.
Hey, stop it, you.
Hey, you are
I
looking.
I was excited that night.
Isn't he?
He's shifted
looking
it, hasn't
great.
He?
Chris, I'm serious, mate. You need to listen to this okay. when you're being told it.
Sorry.
You look great, mate.
Thank you
very
really
much. You really do. Stay at it.
Well, thank you. And you know what? It's partly your fault.
You do. You look great. You should really. Well, I know you me. Run a lot, and you're on your running machine. It's paying off. Every bit you're doing is paying off.
Well, thank you. But it is. It's partly your fault.
It's a lot mountain. His fault.
You know, I trained for that. I lost a bit of weight yeah. while I was up there, and I thought, do you know what? I'll keep going. So here I am.
Not still going on about that mountain.
No, I'm not. But as if. I can tell you what, Gary was on so many painkillers. He didn't know he did it until about a week ago.
We didn't ever do it, did we? We
what
only talked
we
about it.
What did we do? Snowden. No.
Do you want to hear him? It's all Killy this and Manjaro that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, how are you?
I'm
been
very well.
A couple
well.
Of weeks for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
it's
about
you. Not been very nice.
And we send you all our love and best wishes. And we hope your
thank
family's
you.
All right.
It's lovely to see you.
Yeah,
and
nice to see you all. Yeah.
Really nice to see you. Got a little beard going on. It's
little
nice.
Little beard.
I like that.
Little beard.
You know, it's nice. Normally you're a clean-shaven boy.
Not very often these days, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I like the shadow now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Which
the trouble
one?
Is this
Hank
is about
Marvin.
4 month growth, this is. Doesn't grow very far, but yeah, yeah.
I see it now, weirdly, I'm going the other way. I've been clean shaven a lot recently.
Really?
Which
really?
I haven't really been clean shaven for years.
Right.
But I've started to do it now.
Okay. It's gone downhill, this breakfast show.
What do you mean?
Talking about shaving.
Hey, it's great.
yesterday we were talking about bin collection.
Anyway, so listen, this concert
yes.
you've organised.
Yes, host.
Yes, I'm hosting. Hello.
You're looking like a host now.
Well,
great.
I won't be dressed like this. I'll put a suit on. I'll
yeah.
dress up a little bit.
It's going to be a posh one, isn't it, this?
The Albert Hall. This is all Gary's work. He gets bored. I think you get
I
bored. I think you sit at home and you go, bored. I know. I'll organise a massive, massive concert.
No, you know what? I love when people get together and do something. You know, a big community of people.
Right.
And this is Children in Need's 30th anniversary this year, and they've never had a music concert, which I just think, you know, music's always a great way of telling people
well,
about
well,
something.
Well, how old are your horses there? I hosted a concert, well, a musical event for Children in Need a few years ago. In the rain, in the car park, outside Television Centre.
Well, this is indoors, which makes yeah. it very different.
It's the first indoor concert ever for Children in Need.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. Stick with me today, will
I'm
you?
With you. I'm with you.
And this is all your work. You've...
Well...
Do you have to pick the phone up and go, hiya, Gary here. Would you like to come and sing it? No, there's no money in it. Just turn up.
I love that bit, though. I love getting involved with the artists and find out what they want to do. And the funny thing is, I wrote a list and I sat there and thinking, right, if we can get half of this, we'll be lucky. And every single person has agreed to do it.
That's nice.
And it's great. And that's testament to the charity itself. People do love Children in Need. But it is going to be a brilliant night and a bit of a one-off, I think.
I think so.
So many big stars have been on one stage. I think we've got four stadium acts on that show.
It's an amazing lineup.
And there's more to be added.
Is
oh.
there?
Oh!
So have you got the list then? Can you remember who's been announced and who hasn't?
No.
Right. Do you want me to do it?
Well, you say who you think and we'll say whether
so
you're
the
right
Rolling
or not.
Stones.
Not on
our
list. okay, you got the list then?
I've got the list here.
Okay, and I've got the buttons.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to have a go?
What, me?
Yeah.
I've heard this. You do? I like this.
And you can say whatever order you want, and I'll press the button.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Snow Patrol.
If I lay here.
Brilliant.
You like that?
Leona Lewis. You cut me open and I keep it. Paolo Nutini. Wrap my last
request and just let quality.
I'm here. Gary Bowles. I'm a big fan of you!
Dizzy Rascal. Some
people think I'm bonkers. But I just think I'm free. Can I just say, by the way, It's a stroke of genius putting Dizzy Rascal on at the Royal Albert Hall.
Brilliant.
I love that.
Lily Allen. Cheryl Cole. Dame Shirley Bassey. Diamonds are forever. Muse.
Oh, hang on. And Muse, by the way, are doing a gig at the O2 that night.
Amazing that they've... that's right, they're literally going to get on a boat straight from the show and zoom down to the O2.
Zoom down the Thames. So that's really good of them. Because a few people said, I got tickets to see Muse. Well, what do you mean? No, they're doing both, so you're all right.
Mika.
I hope you don't do this one. I don't like this one. Hey, have a word. Don't let him do this one. Do you get a say in it?
No.
Oh, just tell him to do the hits. This was a week, this one.
Somebody called Sir Paul McCartney.
The choice of songs you could have played.
This is a great song.
And last but not least, Take That.
Who?
Take That.
Oh, see.
Don't do this one.
Look at that.
How many songs did Take That doing?
On the night?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing two.
Oh, okay.
And are you still reading your list?
No, I'm done now.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just checking, I've done them all. Yeah.
And there's three or four one-off duets as well, which have never been seen
before.
That's
right, me and Peter Kay.
Do you know what I'd like to see?
We're doing this raining men.
I'd like to see Dame Shirley Bassey and Dizzy Rascal.
Well, some people think I'm broken. I'm saying nothing, but make sure you're there.
Have you just stumbled on something?
I'd also like to see Cheryl Cole and Lily Allen.
Oh, hang on a second.
You might not see that one.
Do you know what? Which one is least likely?
That one, I think. Yeah.
So I'm going to be there. Fernie Cotton's going to be there.
Yep.
James Corden's going to be there. Sir Terry Wogan, is he coming?
Yep.
Oh, bless him. And Peter Kay?
Peter Kay, yeah.
Now, will it be Peter Kay or will it be one of...
No, it's Peter.
All right, brilliant. Yep. How are you? All right. So this is all happening on Thursday, the 12th of November at the Royal Albert Hall. And then you can see it on BBC One on the 19th of November between 8 and 10 o'clock on BBC One, 8 p.m.
That's the night before the main Children in Need
show. It was the night before the main Children in Need show. So it's a nice thing. What a nice thing for you to do. It really is, because it's going to make a nice bit of
money. Isn't that going to be a great show? Mm. I mean, I can't wait to see it all. I'm actually going to go to all the rehearsals the couple of days before, because everyone's playing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as well.
Beautiful.
So it's going to be...
mega.
Real quality.
Now listen, Muse go on first, right? Because they need to get off and do their gig.
Yeah.
So then there's a gap.
Yep.
If you... like, you know, I've done an album.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, listen.
Oh, God.
I could do a couple of numbers, if you wanted.
I think we've got the warm-up on, and he's good.
Right.
This bloke.
Right. But I'm just, if you imagine Lorry Driver at the Royal Albert Hall, could be a big hit.
Could. Could go either way, that one.
No! It's only one way, and that's the way to success and enjoyment.
Yeah. Well, let's play it by ear.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. It's provisionally a no, I think.
You imagine, buyers a pint in the Royal Albert Hall.
I called you one day and he went, sorry, pal, I can't talk, I'm in the studio. I was like, that's my line.
Anyway, look, what a nice thing for you to do. To organise this, so well done. You are, it's very nice of you. Because if I had the money you did, I'd be sitting on my backside playing Xbox all day. I really would.
You know what, like I said, I like... The fact that we've got all those people on one stage, I'm just dead excited. Mm. You know, I'd buy a ticket if I had nothing to do with the show, so I just think it's an exciting moment, and we don't see enough music on telly anymore, and it's going to be a nice night to showcase the best of British music, because that's what it is.
So many people have said to me, like friends and family and whatnot, have gone, oh, can you get tickets for that? And I said, well, I've no idea. So what I've done is I'm going to buy a box.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two. I just need to find out where the money goes to whatnot and this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
side.
Do you know what? I must say we put our little request in because we always have a, you know, wives and stuff. Yeah, and they went, you know, you've got to pay for everything. And we were like, fine, don't mind paying. But they are being very strict on the tickets. And also, I think to make sure that actually fans get some of these tickets, you know. And because, especially the Albert Hall's actually not that big. And I think we had nearly 100,000 requests for tickets on this. So we had to draw them out of a hat, basically. Because it's old, about 3,000, I think, the Albert Hall. So I think they're going to be very sought after, and you're going to struggle to get a free one, Christopher.
Oh, no, I don't get a free one. I don't mind buying it, but I just want to make sure that then the money or whatever portion of the money goes, you know. Yep. I ain't lining Moran's pockets anymore, do you know what I mean?
So I think it's the host, you'll be all right, mate.
Well, yeah, but then the weird thing is, I was kind of saying...
You should get a plus one, shouldn't you?
I was saying to a couple of friends, I went, well, you know what, I think I'll buy a box, because if children need to get the money for it, and it means that, you know... And I said, and everybody will have a nice time, and everybody will have a good view, and everyone will enjoy it. And the person I was talking to goes, you're talking like you're not going. And I'm like, I'm on the stage. I won't be able to... And they went, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, weirdly, I won't see it. I'll be stood at the back. Mm. Whereas everyone else will get to see. But it's going to be great, and it's going to be on the television. It's going to be a really good concert. So well done, you. Well done, Gary.
Lovely. Thanks, Christopher.
Hey, look, while you're here, right... Take That Release to Circus live on the 20th of November. I've pre-ordered it.
Oh, have you?
I've pre-ordered
the DVD.
I'm very excited.
Do you know what? I actually watched it over the summer, and it's weird because I was watching it through, you know, they send you a version to make sure you're happy with all the shots and stuff, and I was like, is that going on behind us? I never knew that. And it's amazing. This other show just emerges, and you think, wow, okay.
Yeah, but you did it. You've probably never seen it until you sit down and watch the DVD.
That's right, yeah.
You know, because I said that before you came in. There'll be loads of things I want to see. Like, I remember when we went to Wembley, Dave's gone, look over there, look. Are there people on trampolines?
Hmm.
And I'm like, I think you're right. So, yeah, I'm sure there's loads. I'll tell you what else I was fascinated with right at the beginning. For anyone who saw it, I don't want to give anything away for those who didn't, but there's a fella who's quite high up for a lot of it.
Yeah. In the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have a flask and some sandwiches just in case? Or did he just kind of hang out there going, oh, this is weird?
I think he had to hang out.
It's night 17, this. What shall I have for tea when I get down? I don't know.
He reckoned he loved being up there, though, above all the audience, watching them all.
With his sandwiches and a big...
with his sarnies.
Big bottle of pop and gets his away.
It was an amazing, absolutely amazing show, and... And it's going to be great to watch on the big telly with the surround sound. It'll be great, that.
Brilliant.
Nice. And then all round to Rachel's for Take That on the SingStar. Woohoo!
It's good that, you know. I think I like the other SingStars, but the one they've done for us is great. Really pleased with it.
You haven't played your own SingStar, have you?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Can you come round to mine.
Yeah. We'll see you.
Hey, that's a night, isn't it?
See you around.
Hey, all round to Rachel's in Walthamstow for Take That Karaoke.
Hello. Testing 1, 2. Hello there. Here we go. have a patience. Do you do that when you're on the SingStar? When you change, you go up and down to try and get it right so you get more points?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Rachel, can we use my smoke machine as well and pretend to be on Stars in Her Eyes?
Amazing. And I found a glitter ball the other day. We'll brilliant, put that too.
Gary, I know you've got a very busy day. You've got to tell everyone about this concert, and you've got to. See, this is what happens.
Well, this is it. I'm finished after
this. Are you done for the day?
Oh, yeah. Job done.
What are you doing? What are your plans?
What else do you need to do after you've been on here?
Well, that's true. Very good point.
Kids are off school this week, so...
Take them to the zoo.
Yeah. Looking for something to do.
Take them to the zoo.
Yeah, and then
come back. Pub's open 11:30.
Laughing. See?
You need a good pint. That's what you need.
I do.
When was the last time you had a pint?
Oh, years.
See?
Years.
He doesn't touch the stuff. He doesn't drink. So, anyway... Oh, he's here till 9? Oh, you told me he was here till 8:30. I'm about to wrap it up. I thought I was going to get told off.
Sorry.
Oh, in that case,
you can't
stay.
Get rid of me that quickly.
Oh, he's staying. Right. That's it then. We're going to play a live track from Maida Vale because it's 75 years of Maida Vale today.
Yeah.
75 years of all them bands who have been through the doors, including you.
Hmm.
So we're going to play a live track.
What was the first time we did your show?
It was.
Yeah.
You came on and you did Maida Vale. And I think it's the first time you'd done Maida Vale for years, or you'd ever done Maida Vale, I think.
We've never done it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is... Hey.
Love the way the end was for good.
Rubbish! Oh, that's. What's that there for?
Why did you put that on?
That wasn't me!
I didn't do that.
Who said that?
Rubbish!
It sounded like you!
Yeah, Gary didn't have his headphones on, leave it. Anyway, right.
Oh, I see.
That was a nice.
That was beautiful.
A nice day, that was. I tell you what, I remember that day really clearly. We're in the Maidervale studios doing the show. You guys came in, performed. It was all exciting because you were back and all that. And then I left and left you guys in charge of the show.
Oh, was that the day that you went to...
I had to go meet the Queen.
That was it.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Elton John. Yeah. And I left literally these lot in charge of the show for the last kind of half an hour, 40 minutes. And
How did we do? Can you remember?
I remember being in the back of a bike, listening to the show, going, holy Jesus.
What have I done?
But it was the first time I ever got to listen to the show and enjoy it coming out of a radio, because obviously I never get to hear the show on the radio because I'm on the radio. But it was nice. I mean, it's not the best story I've ever told, Gary, but, you know, I'm trying my best. It's been a long week. I was in the build yesterday.
Friday.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. Gary's going to hang around for a little bit longer because he's contractually obliged, and so we'll talk more in a bit.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
And we'll get more music on. Don't forget, the Golden Hour is coming up at 9 o'clock. You get to guess the year. Lots of songs from 1 year for half an hour. And then between half 9 and 10, got a Maida Vale Golden Half Hour. All put together to make one Golden Hour coming up in half an hour, just to make it more confusing. Meanwhile, it's 8:36.
It's now 8:36.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Very well. There, round of applause. Look at that.
Thank you.
All right, leave it. That wasn't that good. Come on.
Star of TV as well.
Well, Dominic.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me you haven't seen that show, have you?
I have. I like that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Weirdly.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you.
Weirdly, I watched your show yesterday.
Did you?
Because I've missed the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I've series linked them, as you know. And so I was watching it last night. I was watching a fellow who had some luminous paddles.
Yes, he did, yeah. This is to help, like, police forces and stuff like that, yeah.
And I watched somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, they chopped the last two down to 15 minutes. Because we made five programmes and they wanted to spread it over 6 weeks. So the last two were 15 minutes long.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chop you down.
That's very nice, Gary. Thank you very much, mate.
Okay, he didn't say you were any good. He just said he watched it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Yay. He thinks you're Alan Titchmarsh, Dom.
It's made my day.
That's what it is.
Oh, I wish I was Alan Titchmarsh.
How are the rest of the boys?
Yeah, they're great. Great. Yeah, we're not really doing much at the moment. This pretty much this gig. Got Mark's wedding next weekend.
Oh, lovely.
That'll be nice. The stag do was good.
Yeah, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good fun, that.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Messy?
No, it wasn't too messy. No. It was grown-up messy.
He didn't lose his hat, did he?
He had one spare.
Oh, did
he? Yeah. That's one in his back pocket.
Like odd job.
And Jason, all right, Howard's all right, everybody good?
Yeah, everyone's really good.
That's nice.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard. You know, Robbie's back. He's got a single out and everything.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Yeah.
I like it as well.
You should, you know.
Think about it.
Maybe you should ask him if he wants to buy the DVD when it comes out. Oh, I'm only messing. I'm only joking. Right, if anybody wants to ask Gary a question, I'll ask it. You can text in. 81199. Let's come up with a really good question.
Mm. Oh, not too hard, though.
Tell you what, here's one. From Phil from Matlock. So what on questions that Gary's never been asked or that you love? Oh, you are joking. I've just hit refresh. Rubbish. Oh, well, do you know what? I'm just going to have to go with this one. Gary looked at me on the circus tour and nearly fainted. There you go. Oh, not much of a question, more of a statement. 81199 if you want to send a question in, and then hopefully we'll be able to ask him on the air. It's 9:38. This is... Oh, sorry. Look, we're all over the place today. This is N-Dubs. I need you, I need you. I'm all a flutter, Dominic.
My microphone's breaking and it's all going wrong.
That's Biffy Clyro and the Captain on Radio 1. Morning, Captain Barlow!
That's a good record, that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Biffy Clyro, the Captain.
Are they
American? Good morning, Gary Barlow.
Biffy Clyro?
Oh. Sorry.
They're Scottish. They're from Kilmarnock.
What are you doing, Alex? You just stood on Gary's foot.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, mate.
I'll just go and slap him round the head if you want. That's how we look after
him. There's a change in our lad.
In our lad?
Yeah, there is. He's much more official this time. Mm. Can I just add?
Do you think?
Yeah. He's like a real proper paid worker now.
Right, well, he's real, he's worker, paid barely, but still.
It's still, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Are you on the surgery on Sunday?
I am. I do the surgery.
What's the topic this week?
Being different and coping with being different. If you're picked on for whatever reason in school...
Is it the end of the year? You're in and out of
subjects? No, it's just bullying season. Anti-bullying season, even, on Radio 1.
It's not pro-bullying season.
I always do that.
How to do it properly.
Anti-bullying. So if you're different, like I was in school, then we're going to give you tips on how to cope with it.
Have you had any ironic moments where you've been recording something for the anti-bullying campaign and Jocelyn shouted at you and made you read it again? That's not good enough! Read it again! I'm sorry. Anti-bullying campaign.
It's not Jocelyn anymore.
It's Philippa.
Oh, you're right.
Philippa's lovely and I get on with her, so there you go.
Well, maybe she can do the accent, I don't know. Right, here's some questions for you, Mr. Barlow.
Oh.
Ask Gary, are you releasing Hold Up a Light, says Emma from Harrogate?
No. No. Ooh. No, you like that one as well.
That sounds like a definite no as well.
I think they're going to play it on radio and stuff. It's like a radio release.
Right,
but we're starting our new record soon, and we want a bit of a break now before any new music.
Are you starting writing some new stuff already?
Yeah.
You don't hang around, do you?
No, but it takes a good 9-12 months to make an album, so...
It doesn't. Two and a half weeks.
Don't you start.
Two and a half weeks, Gary. That's all it takes. You spend way too long on it, love.
Gary, you're holding back.
He just left his phone on so he could go, I can't talk now, I'm in the studio.
No, that's listen.
You just loved saying that, you did.
Listen, I was very busy making my album. Listen, you've had your album out. Let us have a go now.
You have a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're planning on doing... How many stadiums did you do on the circus tour?
21.
We're thinking about doing Scarborough Town Football Club. trying to fill that.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Do a gig there.
Yep. But you did your tour, didn't you?
Yeah, we did our tour, that's right.
I bet you had a ball. Did you do the tour bus?
Yes. The tour bus
is great.
Do you know, it was brilliant. It was a fantastic week.
We played for four whole nights. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the longest tour in the world. I mean, it wasn't like U2, but still, we had a good time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fun going out doing live.
It was really good, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, the crowds were amazing.
Brilliant.
I tell you, the little secret, though, is, Gary, you give them tickets out for free, it's a sellout every night. It's brilliant. I said there wasn't a spare seat in any place played.
Now you know the trick.
Free tickets, boom, the queuing to get in.
We turned up in this massive tour bus. They were queuing around the block. We felt like a proper pop band.
I love it. Love it.
Here's a question from Sammy in Aberdeenshire. Come on in, Sammy. Is it possible to ask Gary, since watching the DVD of your live concert, what did you think was the best part of the show? And if you had a favourite song that was performed in the show? I love Hold Up a Light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was a good bit. That was a good bit. But I must say, the best bit for us four, I think everyone would say this, is when that elephant goes up. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, 20 metres above the whole stadium. It was just like, wow. Really amazing. It was hard not to smile every night with that bit.
But the hardest bit now is the show was so amazing. How'd you ever come close to it again?
I think we would.
No, but I mean, you know, but in all seriousness, it's meant as a compliment. You know, it was that big. How'd you top it?
I don't know. I think I don't think the intention is to top it. I guess the intention
or even
is
to maintain that level.
Yeah,
you know, because it raised the bar, didn't it? Completely.
Could you not take that show to Europe? Because it was only the UK, wasn't it?
It was. It was too big.
That? Really, though?
Yeah, it was. There was like 58 trucks
or
something.
Can't M&S throw some more money at it and get around Europe?
You know what? Next time, I think pretty much we'd do quite a lot of the world next time and make sure we can take it everywhere.
Yeah.
As we just thought, you know what, we're just going to do a home tour, and we'd never planned to do Europe. So, you know, when you think, right, we want to do Europe as well, then you do make plans to make the show slightly different. But we just didn't do that this time. We just wanted to play a home tour,
yeah.
and that was it.
It's like this U2 tour that they're on with this massive, massive stage. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
And they've got three or four of these stages built.
Right.
So what they do is, it's something like...
So in other words, while they're in one place, the other one is getting built elsewhere.
While one is at the venue where they're playing,
yeah.
One is being built at another venue, another one is being transported yeah. to another venue. It's something like three or four they've got.
Right.
So they're all doing yeah. something at the same time, yeah. otherwise they'd never be able to do mm-hmm. it. See? Put your hand in your pocket.
We did that.
So we're doing it.
No, we had two.
Did you have two elephants?
No, we didn't. We had, but basically, what they do is it's the key bit of the stage which is the hardest to yeah. set up, and that leapfrogs you.
Right.
Okay. As you're playing one show, they're already setting it up in the next.
Clever,
one.
That isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't it clever?
See that? Clever. You have to remember that for your next tour.
I don't think we're there yet.
Well, we don't need a leapfrogging stage, do we?
Yeah, we just need an audience, first of all. Before we've even worried about the set
yeah.
and the stage, we just need people to come in.
We're concerned with demand.
you watch, though. We'll be there.
Listen, ambition is half of it.
It's not ambition. Mm. It's fact. That's what it is. You know, when you hear Dave's vocals...
Honestly,
Gary, I can honestly say, I bet you've never heard singing in your life like...
It's like nothing you will have ever heard.
Really?
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah. It takes singing to a different level. About half an octave flat from what you would have heard before.
Okay, I like it.
Do you know what the weird thing is? You're going to love it.
I already love it.
I know. That's before you've even heard it.
Exactly.
And that's the attitude I hope everybody has when they put it in the machine and listen to it. All right, look, let's play a record, then we're going to wrap up and let you get out of here and
okay.
go off and have your nap. Because you must have... Have you not had a nap since you got out of bed this morning?
No.
You must be getting shaky. I like a nap, I do. Oh, there's nothing better than a little nap in the day. Said to our Dawn, hey, Dawn, give us a nudging about... No, let me sleep that long. About 4 hours. Cheers, love. Good night. She was like, you can't do that. We're in Asda. Right, this is Pixie Lott.
That's the great sounds of Pixie Lott and Cry Me Out here on wonderful Radio 1. Our guest, Gary Barlow, is in the studio today. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, yes.
Star of the band Take That, of course. who had a lot of success in the 90s and... few wilderness years for them, and then they came back, and it's all great. And you're doing really good business, I believe. So,
thank
congratulations!
Thank you.
Of course, all the songs written by Mark Owen, the leader of the band. Not with you today, I see, though.
That's your fate, radio laugh. Oh, what are you thinking? God. I want to bloody go home.
Yeah.
Shut up. my mate Jody's just texted in saying, I love Gary Barlow, he's such a great guest. Nice.
That's nice.
A nice Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
I think you met him at my birthday, I think.
It's a nice lad, is Jody.
He hasn't. He's cut his hair, by the way. He's got big hair, Jody, and he's cut it all down again.
Has he?
Yeah. He now looks like a normal guy. You know, he always looked a little bit hair-wise abnormal.
Right.
You know, like a professional hairdresser.
You'd know him
like,
if you saw him.
Yeah.
Would I know him?
You would know him.
Oh,
after
no,
this
don't.
Description.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know him.
Oh, I think I'd recognise him any time.
He used to look like a celebrity hairdresser.
Yeah, he did. He had unusual hair.
But now, you know, all celebrity hairdressers have all got ridiculous hair. You never see anybody, a celebrity hairdresser with a short back and sides.
No.
They've always got ridiculous...
That'd be a waste.
Well, yeah, but nice and neat. Neat and cheap. Okay. That's the main thing.
Okay.
All right, so listen, what else is coming up? You've got this, you've got the Chunini concert.
Yeah. Oh, it's a quiet year for us. We've got our circus tour. Actually, we've got a live CD out for Christmas, which we've never had a live CD before.
Really?
No, never had one.
When's that, on the 30th
live
of November?
Something like that. You know more than me.
Yeah, I just said it 30th of November.
So that's exciting.
So hang on, so you get the DVD out, and then the following week...
The CD.
The live CD.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? You're happy now.
There you go. Oh, other things we never mention is on the lineup for the Royal Albert Hall gig.
Yep.
We never mentioned the fact that...
Oh, Catherine Jenkins.
Yes, Catherine Jenkins is going to be there
oh,
as well.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
We've got a very varied bill there, haven't we?
Are there any other names that we don't know of that you can hint at or anything?
No, but probably Chris Moyles can. He's better at things like that than me. There's only a couple more to add, but they're meant to be surprises for the night, so don't blow us.
Oh, don't tell me. Then.
All right, Gary, I won't.
Yeah. That would be a surprise, wouldn't it?
Look, all I'll say is... Nick Kershaw. That's
no, he won't be Nick Kershaw.
That's all I'm
saying. I've checked his Twitter page and he's busy.
excuse me. I owe you nothing. What I'm saying. System Addict.
Five star.
See that?
Bring them up. They'll be
five
available.
Star.
They'll do it. See, the thing is, if I had the power that you had, and I could,
that?
And I could ring up anybody and they'd do a concert, I'd be there. I'd go for the big hitters. I'd go for your Sir Paul McCartney.
Ottawa.
but I would. I'd throw in a couple of... No one else... I know it's a bit weird, but... Is that Mark King from Level 42? Could you come and do a Running in the Family Lessons in Love?
See?
Can you get me a number for Spike from 911, please?
Are you the bloke from Boney M?
That's right.
See?
Do I do rah-rah Rasputin? I would not be all over it. Is that Brother Beyond? Still do The Harder I Try? Is that Fats from Fats and Small?
No, it's Small from Fats and Small. Fats will be back in a minute. He's just gone to Asda.
It's going to be a great show. On the television on the 19th of November, and if you're lucky enough to have got tickets for the Albert Hall, you're going to be in for a big old treat. So listen, am I in a suit for the... Do you want me in a suit? Because you're the gaffer.
Yeah,
in a
let's
suit.
Let's go smart. I think we're going posh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We're in the Royal Albert Hall.
Sure.
That's a giveaway.
What about language? Keep that down to
keep
a minimum.
Keep it down.
Sure. So not the real me, just the persona.
The nice you, the effing and Jeff and you.
Use your acting skills, and if you haven't got any, I've been on Artbeat, I can show you a few.
Oh, brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Royal Albert Hall. Like that?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For your delectation and viewing pleasure... Sound like that fellow halfway through your concert.
It sounds like the hall's empty.
Well... Thank you, Mrs. Barlow. How are you? Anyway, please welcome. It's going to be great.
Wow.
I've written a few blue jokes. Now, I'll run them past...
You can't
them
do
before.
Blue, is it, the Royal Albert Hall?
Blue.
I just thought it might be, you know... Take my wife, please. That kind of thing. While we're there, I've got a couple of chubby brown jokes. They're killers. I think they'll go down really well with a Philharmonic Orchestra.
Don't do the one about the headache and the tablets.
I said to my girlfriend...
No,
okay.
I mean, I love that one. It's one of my favourite. Don't do that.
I don't have a headache. I said, any chance... Right, now. lovely to see you, buddy.
Nice
love to the
see
family.
You.
Love to your beautiful kids and the missus.
Thanks, mate.
Lovely Emily, who's running around somewhere.
Yeah, is she? Unplugging things.
I think that's just freaked her out because she saw me wave and heard somebody say her name at the same time. Yeah. I don't think she's connected me with the voice.
Yeah.
There you go. That's 10 years of therapy for you. Sorry about
she
that.
She wants you to hurry up and take it for brekkie, I think.
Yeah. I think she does.
Take him to the zoo. I've told you. Get him up to Whipsnade today.
To
see the sea lions. Well, get Jen Dawson.
A bit mean.
What?
A bit
the
mean.
Zoos? No. If it wasn't that. They'd be working down the mines or something, these elephants, so you better, you don't realise.
You've just done the circus.
Oh, no. No, but ours was a non-animal circus.
I wouldn't say that.
It was just cruelty to people.
Do you know what? The thing is, though, before, this is honest truth, before seeing the show and people said, oh, you've got to watch out for the elephant, I thought you had a proper elephant on
tour. It was a proper elephant.
No, but I didn't know it was, I can say that it's mechanical now, can't I?
Yeah.
I didn't know, I thought you had a proper elephant that used to tour around. You have a separate bus for it. A little trailer on the back.
It's time to run away to the circus. He says, isn't it? Does he say that?
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
I'm not getting involved.
No. Morning, Mark, if you're listening. I know the lads and everything, but I'm going to let you get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Barlow.
The Chris Moyle Show. The Golden Hour.
I'll be there on time for that gig, gaffer. Don't worry.
Christopher?
Yes?
Hi. Don't scare me like that. That's horrible.
What?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you good, guys?
Yeah, yeah. We've been rocking out for half an hour.
Isn't it brilliant playing all this live music?
Do you know what? Because sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes live music is a bit pony.
right?
Not.
No, it is.
Really?
You got to be honest. Sometimes, did you ever hear that Franz Ferdinand version of Take Me Out for Joe Wiley a few years ago? Mm. God, it was like pulling teeth. Right, but that Oasis track there was just... Yeah. And Kings of Leon earlier, I don't know if you heard it or you...
I did.
Doing your bits and bobs. Oh, man. And Amy Winehouse was just amazing. The horn section
was just
brilliant.
We've got this up until 4 o'clock today. The show is packed. We've got 75 live tracks from now until four. And I tell you what, I've just looked over the whole schedule of the songs on the show today, and there are some absolute belters in there. Oh. Amazing tunes. Old and new. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Now, can I ask a question? Is this your first ever show from Maida Vale?
It is. I'm so excited to be here. Obviously, it's just like a building with so much history and atmosphere, and it's buzzing down here today, obviously, being the 75th anniversary. There's just people everywhere, and Snow Patrol are kind of getting ready and warming up for their live sessions today. So I'm psyched.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, I have, but we did some Christmas stuff down here a couple of years ago, and I've done some bits and bobs. So it's nice doing a whole show from here and being let loose to roam around and discover new kind of little corners of the building.
Chris is still trying to work out how on earth you can play 10 songs in an hour.
I know. I was really quite confused.
We've still been doing
so
the maths.
There in the last half hour.
You've got to play 10 songs in an hour. How did you just have any time to talk?
You managed to squeeze in 3 in the last half hour. That's pretty good for you.
Do you know, I just got 6 in. 6
well, look,
songs.
I'll tell you what, I won't squeeze 10 if we carry on talking, so
yeah,
shall I just play
some? Yeah, very good point. Okay, bye!
Well, bye now. Bye. Here's my music.